Now we will review the third problem type, part-part-whole. This problem type is very different from join and separate because there is no direct or implied action occurring in the story, and there is no change over time. In other words, nothing is taken away, bought, eaten, sold, etc. When we discuss these problems with students, we are focusing on the relationship of the quantities listed to each other. Since there is no action, both subsets or parts have equivalent roles in the problem. And because of this, there are only two structures of part-part-whole problems. The first structure provides both parts and asks the student to find the size of the whole. The second structure provides one of the parts and the whole, and the student has to determine the size of the other part. Review the examples below and ensure you understand what is meant when we say there is no action occurring in the story.